And now, the Morning Mayhem Show, along with Surf Broadband Solutions, Cannon's Automotive, and Chuck at Junk Removal present Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the Mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
Well, actually, Joe is on assignment, so you've got Rick Anthony in with Mayor Tom Dermody. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Rick, happy Tuesday, and boy, they brought the serious guns out today to challenge me. Both Dennis and Joe are gone, so great to be with you. Great. Hopefully, Joe has guided you with a question that will at least be somewhat challenging.
She
but
has.
I heard baseball.
Yeah, actually, I gave you a little teaser of the fact that it's baseball to get you kind of prepared for this here. But first off, thank you for coming in today. We actually love seeing you around the station. We love seeing you around all over town. Every time I look around, there's Mayor Tom Dermody right there. Any event, there's the mayor. And I've never seen this before. I mean, I've lived in all over, all the different time zones and such. And to see a mayor this present, you deserve a lot of credit.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, one thing, whether it was in my business, when we ran a business, I was always out and about. I don't like sitting in my office. It's hard to do. And the only way you really get to see firsthand what's happening and what things do we need to improve on is being out and about. And I know we have issues, but we're making stride. You know, we have a large sidewalk problem, we have a large road problem, but we also have a lot of positive things that are happening, and I'm just excited. So and more work to do.
All right, have you got your thinking cap on? You ready?
As much as there's a thinking cap to pull from, yes.
Okay, this is from Joe, okay? It is, it says, the city of LaPorte is known for baseball, thanks to legendary coach Ken Schreiber, all right? Schreiber produced 7 of the 8 state titles from 1960 to 2000. Over the course of his career, he had more than 1,000 wins and earned him a place in multiple amateur sports halls of fame. 2 of his players went on to become major league pitchers. Can you name one of them?
Oh, she's even letting me off the hook with only one of the 2.
Yes, one of them. All you have to do is name one of the 2 to win the Lovery Lounge Suite.
Well, I'm going to choose door 3 today because I think I can pull both of them off.
Okay.
Number 1 is Chris Buchek.
Chris Buchek, absolutely right. Where's the dinger bell in this thing? They didn't give me a dinger bell?
Only half. I got to get the other half. And the other half is Ron Reed.
Absolutely right, Mr. Mayor. I am very, very impressed.
So, Rick, here's the other question.
Okay.
What other major league professional sport did Ron Reed play?
Oh, that I have no idea. What was it?
He played for the Detroit Pistons and NBA basketball as well.
Oh, my Lord.
So not only did he play Major League Baseball, but a 2-sport Major League player, which is impressive right here from our own
regular
little
Bo
community
Jackson
of LaPorte.
Type thing, yeah.
Exactly.
Very much so. Yeah, now Ron Reed played for the, he started with the Braves in 66, then with the Cardinals, Phillies, and then ended with the Sox in 84, and Buchek was with the Angels in 2003, the Pirates, then he played in Japan and ended his career in 2013 with the Yankees. So that is, I am impressed. I did not know
you,
that, Mr.
Thank
Mayor.
Thank you, yes.
Awesome. Very, very good.
And did you see that Ron Reed played with the Cardinals?
Yeah, he played
against
with the Cardinals.
Your
yeah.
staunch Cub. He's a staunch Cub fan, everybody.
I was telling Mayor Dermody here that when I was in St. Louis, I was in St. Louis for 22 years, and I am a diehard Cub fan. I saw them in every place that I was stationed in the military. I saw them in San Francisco at Candlestick Park against the Giants. I saw them in Cincinnati when I was stationed at Wright-Patterson in Dayton, Ohio. I got a chance to see them against the at Riverfront Stadium back in the day. So I had an opportunity to see the Cubs as as a road team, and you know. As luck would have it, I never saw a Cubs win on the road. And you're a staunch Sox fan, right?
I am. So we're both on the sidelines watching as the World Series comes around the corner. I've just got better seats than you do as a Cubs fan since we made it to the playoffs.
My brother always says, "How long till spring training?"
Yeah, no kidding. I think we're both there.
All right, real good. We'll be right back after this little message here from our good friends at Chuck It. Removal stump and I'm sorry, this is Chuck It. See, I get paid to talk for a living, you know. This is, I want to say hi to our sponsors. This is from our friends at Cannon Automotive. Hold on 1 second. Here we get this up on the screen. We're going to do it. There we go.
Tire sale on now at both Cannon's locations. Brands like Michelin, Hankook, Hercules, and Cooper. Rebates of up to $160. Free alignment inspection and schedule your fall tune-up. Oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, and winter-ready inspection. All for $56.02. Don't wait weeks for auto repairs. Same-day appointments available. See the experts at Cannon Automotive. Two great locations, 710 Tyler and 909 Boyd Boulevard. Go further with Cannon's Automotive.
Guarantees in life are hard to find, but at Surf Broadband Solutions, your monthly internet price is locked in for life. Reliable 100% fiber internet with the same upload and download speeds, plus no contract, no data caps, and free installation. Get your Gig City price for La Porte today, $65 a month, guaranteed for life. Call 844-855-5333 or go to iwant.fiber.today.
It's time for LaPorte County's second favorite game show, Keep It or Chuck It. Today, we have the Smiths with a classic treadmill from 1979. It's been collecting dust in their basement for 42 years. Keep it or chuck it.
I'm gonna work out. We can't get rid of it.
You have been gonna work out for 42 years. Chuck it.
When it's time to get that old heavy crap out of your house, call Chuck It. 219-707-9117 or visit them online at chuckitlp.com.
Well, we did stump the mayor, and Mayor Dermody wound up not only getting one right, he got two right. I am just totally blown away by him answering those questions about baseball. Now, Mr. Mayor, you and I and our wives attended the wonderful event over there at the Civic Auditorium. We saw the Tom Petty tribute band. We saw the Small Town, which was the John Mellencamp tribute band. And we've got a couple of other great acts. Tell me what you know about what's going on at the Civic.
Well, boy, the Civic is the place to be. We call it the people's house. And, you know, we're going to be upgrading the Civic because we have opportunity for more events. Brett Benversi has been amazing. He's kind of the event planner, and he has a lot happening. Jackie had a great time. She was dragging me out there on
the dance floor,
making sure no cameras were watching. But it was just a fabulous event. We, you know, as we finish Taco Fest on our outdoor series, we're moving now to our indoor concert series. You know, we've got the Mega Beatles coming, I think, December 30th.
Yes.
And then we have the Pink Floyd tribute.
Echoes of Pompeii.
Echoes of Pompeii, which I've never been, and people have said that's an amazing group, and I'll tell you, LaPorte is the place to be. We have events going throughout, and I'm really excited about these next venue opportunities.
Right, and we just got disc golf over the weekend, too.
Disc golf was great, and it was really neat. I mean, these guys are professionals. They bring a whole bag out. They have, just like a golfer would have, 8-9 clubs, they have 8-9 discs, depending on their distance. They have a putter disc. They have a driver disc, and it's amazing. And those guys, they'll take you for a loop because they're serious. And it was just a fabulous weekend with the weather, and there's so many things to do. By the way, I'd like to thank all my friends over at the Rumley across from City Hall. They invited me to their potluck on Sunday, so it was great. I walk in, there's Packers fans everywhere, so I said I couldn't stay very long, but there are just, our community really comes together helping one another, and we're excited. And one of the things we did last night, you know, we are a law enforcement community, a public safety town, and we had surrounding communities really focused on offering opportunities of employment to our current police group, our police officers, and we've just made a commitment financially, the largest raises anytime, anywhere in the history of the city, and to commit, and our it's a new day in LaPorte when it comes to public safety. So I think deservingly the fire and police are receiving an increase, and I think that's going to keep them around here a while.
All right, yeah. We got to love our first responders.
Absolutely.
And I that's one thing I always make it a point. If I happen to see you one in line, I will make it a point to buy them their lunch or dinner, whatever it might be. It's just something I do. I also do it for the military because I did 20 years in the military. It's like if you've got the opportunity to do it.
Say thank you. And people will say, well, why are you paying them so much, the fire and the police? And it's like, everybody wants to complain until they need them.
Right.
You know, and our fire and our police are important, a cornerstone of where we want to go as a community to keep it safe, to keep everybody have access when they need it the most. And that's one way we can say thank you for all that they do, and they put their lives on the line for us, and we're not going to lose them. So we're building from here. We continue to have high expectations. And so with that, we've got a good group, and we'll expect everybody to participate.
Every once in a while, we'll have someone from the law enforcement community actually win something on the rock station. And it's interesting because they're great people. You know, people sometimes feel intimidated by it, but, you know, they're all a bunch of great people.
Oh,
we need to get some firefighters in here to win some contests too.
Well, exactly. I told them
even on the play field
we're going to have a clause for the wiffle ball contest next year because we can't let Michigan City take it away. So, you know, maybe there'll be some dependency there on how well they do in wiffle ball next year. But no, there are so many positive things. And again, I'll be the first one that'll tell you we've got work to do. We have a $20 million sidewalk issue, a $30 million road issue. We're making strides. It doesn't happen in the first year and a half of our administration, but I am accountable. You're seeing progress made, and we're just excited. So, yeah, and Taco Fest, again, over 400 or 500 people there. The lines were long. Nobody was complaining. Just enjoying the evening.
Were you part of the judging staff of that?
I wasn't. Jackie Dermody took control of that. I wasn't a big spice guy, so I said I better make sure that I just watch and take bites of her leftovers. But they were, I'll tell you what, they were tasty, and people really enjoyed. The music was fantastic. And the most important part was really bringing out our Hispanic members of our community and making something specific for them to make sure they know they're a part of LaPorte, and they're a strong part of LaPorte.
What's next?
Boy, I tell you what, next is just continuing to find ways to improve our community, doing the things that are necessary. You see construction going everywhere. We're going to work on affordable housing. We've got some housing opportunities that are happening, and we need housing of all types, high-end, workforce housing, affordable housing, and it's a combination across our city. So I think you're going to start seeing some more opportunity for housing, because that's, I just was told Sunday, you know, we have senior living needs, and how do we draw those seniors in? We just were labeled the 7th best community to retire in the state of Indiana, which we want to be one, but we're making movement forward, and part of that has to be senior housing.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Anything else you'd like to say?
363-7293, and Tom Dermody, or City of LaPorte Facebook page. Please text me, call me when you have an issue, and we're going to keep moving forward. And Rick, you did good. Now I'm going to have you back since you got the right questions. Joe, that's how we roll here with Rick Anthony. But thanks for all you guys do, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Always great to see you. We love to see you as a regular feature here. God bless you. Have a great day. Back to music. We'll have Denny's Diner coming up in just a second. Stay tuned.